10:16. Post midi. What does PM stand for? Post.
Probably that's Latin for
post midi. What is AM? Because it can't be après. Fuck. I'm gonna Google it.
No, no, we're gonna do your podcast episode.
Okay. All right.
Welcome to Subscurity, the podcast about obscure subcultures. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Brenna. And today we're talking about professional bridesmaids. So your 5-year wedding anniversary is coming up.
Oh, no.
You're already nervous about where this is going.
Yeah.
Tell me about how you chose your groomsmen back when you guys got married. And like what the process was for you.
How I chose them.
Or like, why did you choose the people you chose?
Well, that's a lot of pressure because at least one of them listens to this.
Really hype them up.
Yeah. I picked 3 people who were really important to me and had made a big difference in my life, both in recent times and over a couple of years. So I've had a lot of close friends. I feel very lucky to say that. Some of whom I've known for a very long time, but the 3 people I chose were actually people I had met more recently than some of my oldest friends, but just, you know, were either one was a roommate who I've grown incredibly close to and have an incredibly similar perspective on most things, I would say. you are giving me the face of someone who gets annoyed by the perspectives that I share with the person.
Anyone who listens to this podcast knows we frequently disagree.
Yes.
We're aligned on a lot of things, but we disagree on a lot of things, oftentimes for the sake of disagreeing and nothing else.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, when it's the two, I know exactly who you're talking about. Yep. When it's the two of you, I'm just like, oh God.
It's the two of us versus you.
Yeah, and it sucks.
Yeah. Another person was someone who was just an amazing friend of mine. Not a groom's man, groom's woman. She was an amazing friend of mine and connected during some mutually terrible times and had mutually really great times and, you know, became really good friends over shared experiences and also was a roommate later. and then last person, my best man, someone who I had met through work as well, and just just a really great person who I shared in so many things with, bonded so many things over, and just feel really close to. So I don't know. I feel very like I'm
vulnerable.
Opening. Yeah,
you seem so uncomfortable.
My leg is shaking right now, and I'm so afraid I'm going to kick the table.
So we met at work, and you're like bashful and shy.
I think I remember I think I asked them by giving. At least my best man, like a Spider-Man card or something. Like,
God, you're a nerd.
That's the level of emotional vulnerability I think I showed. Is my point. I don't think any of these people have heard me say nice things to this degree, and I hope they actually are not listening because it's so. I don't know. It's so. Yeah, it's vulnerable. It's. It feels like people are looking into me, and I don't want it. I don't like it. What are we talking about today?
Well, Jordan, thank you for asking. Today we're talking about professional bridesmaids.
Oh, like people who are paid to be in weddings?
Yes. And, wow. You know, the research I did is exclusively on, you know, bridesmaids, not groomsmen. And I don't think the industry exists for groomsmen, at least that I found. So just store that in the bank and maybe we can start that up later.
This is the plot to I Love You, Man, but with women instead, basically.
Is it? I'm trying to remember. I know
he didn't pay for friends, but it wasn't I Love You, Man. The whole point was Paul Rudd's character doesn't have any male friends,
right?
And is desperately seeking men to be his wedding party.
Oh, also, how cool is this? In our last episode, we were talking about how every movie reference you make,
knew this one.
I knew this one. Yeah. I've seen I Love You, Man.
That's amazing. Also, Jason Segel's in that movie, and my best man and I love Jason Segel movies. So see, this is all tying together. This is a beautiful loop we've found ourselves in. Let's carry it on.
That's so nice. The concept, it's pretty straightforward. Yeah, it is women for hire to be your bridesmaid. Not, yeah, I guess when I say women for hire, I guess that could be construed in a very different way than I intended.
That's a very different bridal party.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're talking about. So this all started, like, allegedly with a woman named...
was a crime perpetrated?
Can you only use allegedly if a crime has been committed?
I don't know, but it feels like that's the main reason to use it.
Well, we should diversify the usage of it.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Some people say this. Carry on.
So, in my research, I guess I'll just preface it by saying, really, there's one woman who's kind of the face of the industry because she has far and away the most popular and most well-known bridesmaid for hire service.
Okay.
But there were other articles and, like, Ask Me Anythings I read from other people, but she kind of dominated the research. So I'll just preface it by saying that it's very skewed to her company. But at the same time, the reason I said allegedly is based on her website. She was the first one, her company was the first one in the world where you can hire a bridesmaid or a team of bridesmaids. So that's why I say allegedly, is according to her, she founded it in 2015, that she was the first one in the world where you could do this.
So it's her claim that this is,
yeah,
that she was the first. Yeah. But no one's disputing it.
No one's disputing it. Yeah. And so the story is actually kind of interesting. So her name is Jen Glantz. She's currently 33 years old. She's from Florida. And
she's 33 now. So did she start this business young? It's recent. This is like a very recent thing.
What, 27?
Wow. So it's literally last like 6 years.
Yeah. So it's very new. Yeah. 2015, if I didn't mention that. And it came about because she was one of those people, like, super popular, and she was a bridesmaid for many of her friends. And she actually brings this up in multiple articles. This is, you know, the genesis of how she thought of it, is there was one day in particular where she got a phone call from two, as she describes, distant friends, and people, they hadn't spoken in a while, and they both asked to be bridesmaids on the same day.
Oh, no.
And so she was kind of venting to her roommate because she's like, I haven't talked to these people in years. Like, do you really not have closer friends? And her friend said, Jen, you're a professional bridesmaid. And she said, that got me thinking that if I could do this for friends, I could do it for the wedding industry. And so before she even launched the official business, this all started with a Craigslist ad that she said, I think she got hundreds of responses to from all around the world. But let me just read it to you, because this is the genesis, as far as we know, of professional bridesmaids.
Okay.
So I think, again, this is probably 2015, maybe 2014. I don't know when she posted this relative to when the company started. But I assume this was in the personal section, because it says the header is professional bridesmaid, woman for woman, 26, New York City.
Woman, yeah. So, because back in the day, it was like M for F, and
yeah.
I remember.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So, she was, what is this? My eyes are terrible. 26. I couldn't tell if that was 26 or 25. Okay. She was 26 at the time. Oh, I guess I just read that. That was in the title, wasn't it? Edit this out.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No. Professional podcast.
So, this is what it says. When all my friends started getting engaged, I decided to make new friends. So I did, but then they all got engaged also, and for what felt like the 100th time, I was asked to be a bridesmaid. This year alone, I've been a bridesmaid 4 times. That's 4 different chiffon dresses, 4 different bachelorette parties filled with tequila shots, and guys in thong underwear twerking way too close to my face, 4 different pre-wedding pep talks to the bride about this is the happiest day of her life and marriage. Probably. It's just probably like riding a bike. A little shaky at first, but she'll get the hang of it. Right, she'll ask as she wipes off the mascara-stained tears from her perfectly airbrushed face. Right, I'll say, though I really don't know. I only know what I've seen, and that's a beautiful-looking bride walking down, down, down the aisle 1, 2, 3, 4 times so far this year. So let me be there for you this time if you don't have any other girlfriends except your third cousin twice removed, who is often found sticking her tongue down an empty bottle of red wine. Your fiance has an extra groomsman and you're looking to even things out so your pictures don't look funny and there's not one single guy walking down the aisle by himself. Or you need someone to take control and make sure bridesmaid number 4 buys her dress on time and doesn't show up 3 hours late the day of the wedding or paint her nails lime green. Bridesmaid skills I'm exceptionally good at. Holding up the 18 layers of your dress so that you can pee with ease on your wedding day. catching the bouquet and then following that moment up with my best Miss America, like, oh my God, I can't believe this speech. Doing the electric and the cha-cha slide, and finally responding in a timely manner to pre-wedding email chains created by other bridesmaids and the maid of honor.
That summarizes my experience with weddings to a T. Like, it is so much work to be in a wedding, and more specifically, it is so much work for a woman to be in a wedding.
Yes.
Like, the bridesmaid, I mean, I've never been that. I've been in a couple weddings, either as an officiant or as part of the groomsmen. The women, the bridesmaids, have to go through so much.
Is it really that much more? I feel like I'm trying to think.
We're under attack. There is an air raid siren going right now.
Like, should I stop talking? Yeah. We'll just hope it doesn't pick up in the background. Yeah. It's fine.
We're probably not on fire.
Probably. So, what was it? Is it harder for women? Yeah. Well, I mean, everything's harder for women.
But so, end of conversation.
But no, let me think about it realistically, because I've thought about that before. Is it just because, you know, we spend more time on makeup and hair, and that's more of a ritual the day of? Because you guys have a bachelor party, we have bachelorette, but I do feel, at least anecdotally, a lot more planning and decorations go into a bachelorette than a bachelor party. Yeah,
there's so many more penis-related props you have to buy for. I mean, there's some for a bachelor party, but there's just not. No, I just think about it more in terms of, like, it's the small things. Like, if you look at usually a side-by-side of the agenda of day of agenda, right? The women's is regimentally scheduled usually to the minute of, like, you are going to be here in makeup, then in hair. You know, this, and it's not like men don't have those things too, but like men, it's like, get dressed, maybe shave, right?
Like, and then hang out for
you know, like, yeah, well, maybe you need to go do a couple things to help, you know, decorate where the ceremony is going to be, or the reception or whatever. But like, it just tends to be less work. We don't need to hold each other's clothes when they need to pee, you know, like no. We don't have those kind of duties. So like, I kind of like, to like the point of her ad, like, I get it. Like, it's work to, like, it is a job almost to be a bridesmaid, so I respect that. I guess when I first thought about it, I was like, this is somebody who's profiting off some poor woman's like lack of friendship. And now I kind of get it. Like, it's, you want somebody who's reliable and will be there, and maybe, and if you have that need, like, get someone who knows their way around that situation.
Yeah, so it's kind of funny you say that, because I think both things are kind of true. Like, she is profiting off of people, sure, who don't have friends, but yeah, she does seem like a really genuine person, and she's remained genuinely good friends. And she said, you know, when she kind of posted that Craigslist ad, it reaffirmed her kind of gut instinct was that there was going to be a demand for this. So it just kind of validated her thoughts, because knowing that she had been a bridesmaid in so many weddings that she was like, I'm not close to this person. This doesn't make sense. So for her, it was more like it validated her thoughts, and she's like, I can do this. Like, I'm really good with people. And the way she advertises it on her website, she says a professional bridesmaid is, quote, a person who gives you pure honesty, spot on advice, and the unconditional support that you'd get from a good friend, except we're also wedding gurus who have seen it all, done it all, and are ready to help with it all. So she kind of advertises it more as support for the bride, like, mm-hmm, be there for emotional support and, you know, put out fires. Like, they're there to diffuse, like, things that you wouldn't think of necessarily, like, diffuse the awkward tension between family, like, kind of take care of that stuff too. So that's how it's kind of advertised. But at the same time, she does acknowledge that, I want to say, like, at least 3/4 of the women who hire her, it is because they don't have any close friends.
Yeah. Two things about that. It's like, one is, it's bizarre to me that, like, I don't know, for some reason, like, I don't find it as weird to hire somebody to be in your, like, bridal party. Cause I think about it more like, I mean, it's weird, but I like in this weird, I just mean, like, it's outside the norm, but like, I'm like, okay, someone's in your pictures and whatever else. Like, every wedding, there's somebody you don't know in your own wedding, right? That has pictures. Like, yes, this wasn't your actual bridal party, but still. But like, to have some complete stranger go and talk to your future mother-in-law or something, right? That's bizarre to me. Yeah.
So two interesting things I noticed were that Oftentimes the bride keeps it a secret, even from the husband, even from the groom. And then what I also found fascinating is it's the hardest part is keeping up the facade. Like, yeah, a lot of planning needs to go into it. And, you know, even the other women who I researched and kind of spoke to their experience said something similar of, you need to have planning sessions. You need to know the street they grew up on. You need to know their first kiss. You need to know how they met. You also need to have a really solid story as to why the hell no one knows who you are there, yet you're in her bridal party.
You would love this.
Yes, I would.
This is a spy with completely low stakes. this is your MO, right? Like, you would love to be able to do this because, one, you love to lie. No, but like, I mean, I'm joking. Like, but you've always said you like your dream job would be to be like a spy, right? Like, yeah, this is what that is. You're like playing a role, convincing everyone else, having to have all the dossiers and information that will like get people to believe what you're doing. Like, yeah, that this is right up Brenna's alley.
Should I apply to be one?
I honestly think you should consider it.
I think it would be kind of fun and I think I'd be good at it.
It's like wedding crashing, but you're invited.
Exactly.
That's awesome. So when she put the Craigslist ad out, it wasn't a joke. I'm sure she had like was somewhat serious, but like she didn't, it wasn't more of like a, I'm just gonna put this out because it's funny. She literally was planning a business enterprise from the start.
I don't know if she was planning a business enterprise from the start so much as, hey, I'm gonna put it out into the ether because I think people would want this. And I think the demand probably, I would expect, surpassed her expectations. Maybe it didn't, because one of the articles I read, she was like, it just reaffirmed her idea that there would be a demand. So I don't know if she necessarily thought it would be a business so much as, let's just post this and see what happens kind of thing. And it took off. And that was the other thing she said. She's never paid for marketing or anything. It was so popular. Like, all her success has been through word of mouth.
Damn. I mean, good for her. But then other people have copied her model since then.
Not that many. There was one I found in the UK, and I went to like page 3 of Google.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, hers, because it really does seem to be the first one in the world, is the most popular one. She's received over 50,000 applications to be a bridesmaid.
But at some point, your success starts to harm you, right? Because as your notoriety grows, right?
Like, yeah, you can't be too famous because you're going to get recognized.
Yeah, exactly, right?
I actually can't wait for that first experience where someone is like, that's the fucking bridesmaid for hire.
I listened to this podcast.
This really obscure podcast that no one else listens to, and they talked about it.
Right. that's super interesting. Yeah, so you could do this if there's not a lot of competition. So she travels, like, people are paying for her to fly out to wherever and stay and all that stuff?
Yes. So her fees, let me scroll down in my notes here. So the average cost is $2,500 per client, and that covers her being there on the wedding day and optionally like bridal shower and bachelorette parties. And the bride also has to cover travel, accommodation, and her dress, which makes sense.
Yeah, that's still not cheap.
It's not cheap. You're really shelling it. I just think of how expensive weddings are, and you know, every little thing adds up, and that's not a cheap add-on.
No, that is at the wedding we were recently at, the groom and bride didn't intend to have, they didn't want the venue to like pay to have lights strung up.
How much more was that going to be?
It was something like multiple grand, like 2,000 or plus or something. And so what they did was they bought their own lights and we're going to spend the more, like, I was going to help them with the other groomsmen and some other, you know, like the father of the bride and so forth. We're going to string all the overhead lights in the reception hall. And we got there in the morning and they were all strung up. And apparently I think there was a mix up and the contractor had just done it. And so we, you know, they talked to the coordinator and the coordinator was like, well, congratulations on your free lighting. But even $2,000, like,
that's ridiculous. You're literally just charging out the ass because it's a wedding and you know, people will pay it.
Exactly. But that's to your point. That's how everything is. All these costs. So $2,500 to pretend to be my friend. Yeah, I mean, that's
not bad in the scheme of things. No. In terms of like what it is, and there's actual work. I mean, you can drop that money, like you
if
said,
you
on
can
lights
afford
or
it.
Flowers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
a ton of money,
a luxury.
But if you can afford it, like I think there are worse things you could pay for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's just kind of for the standard package. But she also, if they want her to be a maid of honor and make a speech, that begins at $350 and $500 if they want her to plan the bachelorette party.
So, wow. I didn't even think about that. Like making a speech about a couple you don't know.
Yeah. So I have that
to an audience of people you don't know.
I know. So I have that in my questions to you, actually, because you have officiated two of our friends' weddings now.
I have.
So I think is it just the two speeches you've made then? Or have you been in others where you've given a speech?
That is the only times I've spoken in a wedding, because when I was a groomsman, I was not asked to. No, I was happy not to. Yeah. It was only the maid of honor and the best man that gave speeches in that one.
And I've been a maid of honor and I've given a speech, and I think
your speech was great, by the way. I remember that. It was
riot. It was really funny.
It was really funny.
And anyway, I remember it being really hard, and I knew the couple well.
Yeah.
And I don't think of myself as like a great writer, and I always was a procrastinator. Like it takes a really long time for me to get the flow going and like write something meaningful. And I wanted it to be personal because, you know, I knew both of them so well.
They're asking you to be in their wedding for a reason. Yeah.
So you went kind of through the same thing.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, in the last wedding, I know Jordan procrastinated that speech. Sorry guys, but it was a beautiful speech. You already,
thank you. But I had other things going on in my life in that week that made okay. I could have done it in the months. The wedding was delayed for a year because of COVID. I had plenty of time. You're right. I procrastinated.
I'm just giving you a hard time. Yeah, but I don't know. I guess my point is, I think part of the reason you and I both procrastinate those things is because you do want it to be meaningful, and you kind of put the pressure on yourself, which is like, this is going to be hard. So it's like, how fucking hard would that be to write a speech about two people you don't know? You have to like, to throw in some specifics. I'm sure that's part of the interview, is give me some details, but I would charge way more than $350 to like write some random ass maid of honor speech.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain. Like if you go to like a cheating website, and speaking of ways to not introduce things correctly, a website for students.
I literally thought you're talking like Ashley Madden.
No. Yeah, I realized that about as soon as the word cheating started coming out. If you go to some of those websites where students in high school or college can pay to have somebody else write essays for them, I'm fairly certain it charges more than that, like for a standard like 5-page essay or something, more than $300. Maybe not. I don't know. I've never cheated. never cheated in high school or college.
Never, not once.
Oh, I definitely cheated.
Okay. I was like, really?
Not on nothing written. Anything like in the liberal arts, I never cheated. Anything math or science.
Oh my God.
There's a reason why I'm so bad, and it's because I took shortcuts.
Are you really bad at math?
I'm good at arithmetic. I'm very bad at anything beyond that.
Huh.
Yeah. I'm not a math person. Do I seem like one?
No, but I just kind of think of you as like nerdy and smart. And
oh,
you use that
I
as
see.
A catch-all.
You're stereotyping me.
I'm stereotyping you. I'm putting you in a box, but it's nice to know I'm better at math than you are.
Are significantly better than most people in the world are better at math than me. I can add and subtract and multiply and divide very quickly, and that's about the extent of my skills.
What's 5 plus 8?
13.
What's 10 minus 2?
8.
Okay.
I'm putting me on the spot.
How old are you?
Oh, that one's hard.
But anyway, yeah, I think that would be super hard to write. And apparently she does it really well. She gets great reviews. And but to kind of go back to what we were talking about with, you know, people being suspicious. I think what's kind of like fascinating is it's usually like the maid of honor who will probe in, or at least anecdotally that's what she says, it's a maid of honor, because they're like, how have I never heard your name before?
I'm your best friend, how have I never heard of this woman?
Exactly. And they're like usually the most doubtful, and they ask a lot of questions, and you know, people don't assume that she's hired, but I think rather they assume what a shitty friend who hasn't been around. Is more often I think the assumption they make.
That must be fun. Like you come to this wedding and the people closest to the bride and groom, the people you're going to interact with the most, already have this preconception of you as a shitty person.
Yeah. Like, who is this?
You already don't owe anybody. You're already having to fake your way through this whole thing. And also the people hate you.
Yeah. And the other thing, like sometimes she gets asked or bridesmaids will get asked, you know, because they're really meant to be the support system, right? That's a big part of it. And deal with some of the fires that you don't want to deal with as a bride or just as a person who's getting married. And so sometimes the request will be, I really don't want a stripper at my bachelorette party. Can you make sure we don't have it? And then, you know, if they're talking about that in bachelorette planning and all of a sudden this stranger is like, I really don't think we should get a stripper, guys. It just, you know.
Yeah, that's the person shooting it down.
Completely like undermines.
Show up in a habit and a giant cross on your neck.
What a loser.
Yeah. That's bizarre. I've never been to a bachelor party that's had a stripper. I've also never been to a strip club, or I've never been around a stripper that I know of. No one has stripped in front of me professionally for money.
Huh.
Yeah. I've never done that.
I've been to a live sex show.
And that's the difference in the lives we lead.
It was in Amsterdam, by the way.
How much did you get paid for that? Got him.
So anyway, Let me read you a quote from, so this is Tiffany. So this is one of the professional bridesmaids in the UK, actually.
Okay.
And so here's a quote from her. She said, 99% of the time, brides want the fact that they've hired me to be kept a secret, even from the groom. So the first time we meet, we concoct a backstory of our friendship to convince people we've known each other for years. Typically, we'll say that we met traveling and that I've been living in a different country. From there, I have to learn everything about the bride, and I mean everything, from her first boyfriend to where she went to school, as well as intimate family dynamics. I end up having massive files on the brides. It can feel like working for MI5.
Yeah, like a spy.
Like a spy! Remembering multiple stories can be challenging, but my cover has never been blown, although one bride did drunkenly announce my true identity to the whole wedding, dad was shocked by.
Wow. Must have been a fun outing.
Seriously.
I also it goes beyond that though too, right? Like she just said, like, I have to pretend I've been in a foreign country. Well, then you have to know enough about that the random person who like has been to Belarus, like, doesn't call you out on it, right? Like,
seriously. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow. Yep.
I mean, it sounds really fun. It also sounds incredibly stressful and high pressure, more so than a wedding already is.
That's what Jen, the founder of Bridesmaids for Hire, said was, in so many of the applications for bridesmaids, so many people say, I feel like I'd be good because I love to party. And she's like, that's not at all what like I'm looking for. Like, it's truly an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah.
She said there were years where I worked 50 plus weddings and I'd come home crying. It's emotionally draining, because she is often put in that spot. And I think especially because so many of the women don't have close friends, you are the emotional, you know, support system and whatnot.
Yeah. I mean, weddings are exhausting. Like, I love going to weddings. I always feel so, there's not a lot of good words I can come up with, but like honored, grateful, like overwhelmed when I've been asked to be in one, either as an officiant or as in the groomsman, as a groomsman. But like it's a lot of work emotionally, right? Like,
yeah.
And you don't want to screw it up for the couple, right?
Right.
And so I can only imagine if to have that as a job, like.
Yeah. And, you know.
It's like therapy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Jen says she doesn't, I can't remember if she said she doesn't even drink at the weddings. I think the other woman, Tiffany, says she'll have a drink for the toast and that's it, because you need to be alert and you don't want to let it slip.
Yeah.
I think it was Jen who said she never drinks, definitely doesn't get drunk, because it is, she's working. And the other thing she looks for when people apply is, again, it's not just partying. You like really need to be good at maneuvering different social situations and really just be good with people and interacting with people. And being a support system and knowing how to diffuse awkward situations. And the other thing she said is you need to have a lot of stamina because you end up walking like 30,000 steps in high heels for the night. And I'm like, yeah, my feet are always killing me after a wedding.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Do these people have much of like if you're doing 50 weddings a year, like how it's like being a photographer, like you're constantly on the move, right? Like
for most women, it's a side gig. And Tiffany, the one in the UK, she, I think her rate starts anywhere between 40 and 100 euros per hour. So I think she charges a little differently.
What is that in freedom money?
Free, I don't know. It's kind of like one for one. close
All
enough.
Money is the same.
All money is the same. Euros are what I call close enough. Every time I go there, I'm just like, I don't feel like doing the math. Close enough.
Sure. Okay.
And anyway, she makes like 20,000 euros a year. So it's, yeah, she's like, it's not my career. It's my side hustle. So I think for a lot of the women who get hired, it's their side hustle. And Jen, she only does 30 weddings a year now or something max.
But she has employees?
She has a ton of employees.
Yeah.
So I doubt anyone, aside from her, who has built her own enterprise, she's also been an author of several books and written a lot of articles because it's gained some attention. I think my guess is, because I did try to research that, my guess is the women who work for her, again, probably making like 20 grand a year. It's a side hustle kind of thing, but
it's good money.
It's not bad money. Like, I mean, I wouldn't say no to that. Seriously, I will do it.
Yeah.
Jen, hire me.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, and that makes sense. Like, especially if she's got like a network of employees, like it probably helps reduce costs on the actual brides and so forth, right? Because like, oh, okay, you need a Seattle bridesmaid.
And you right? can do multiple weddings in a year.
Yeah. Yeah. That all makes sense. Same day. Yeah. On the same day. Damn. That would be a lot.
That would, yeah. It'd be a lot. Just like spreading it across multiple people.
That's what she said.
Jeez. Good God. So let's see. The other thing that I found interesting is because Jen's company called Bridesmaids for Hire has become so popular and it really seems to be the go-to place for this, at least in the US, people contact her for all different types of things. She really doesn't take advantage of people. She's like, I turn people away. I interview people to make sure they're a good fit for us. But, you know, one of her things that she said was, we're not a modeling agency where we just send out humans. Some people will contact us and say, we need two bridesmaids that look like this. And we say, that's not what we are. What we are is a service for women who need that support on the biggest day of their life.
That's kind
of
gross. Not like, what Jen said. Like, yeah, with the people like...
I need two bridesmaids. Like, gross. Yeah, it is. I agree with you.
That's Instagram, right? Like, I want my wedding party to look like this. Great. I love your Aryan looking people, you Nazis. Like, Jesus.
Oh, so anyway... do you want to hear some firsthand accounts or just anecdotes?
I do. I don't know how much more you have. I'm really curious on the people. Like, I get that a lot of them are, I guess, don't have a ton of other friends or resources to rely on. But like that super interests me of like the kind of person that would be interested in this. Like that would hire Jen and friends.
It really generally is like people who don't have close friends. Like that is the biggest demographic. And it is like kind of sad when you think about it. And the statistic she cited was that 1 in 5 millennials don't have a close friend, which makes me really sad when I think about it.
Yeah.
And
I'm one of them.
You have me, Jordan. And that is more than enough. I'm pretty sure you started this episode by talking about three of your closest friends.
No.
Sidebar. Would you say not inviting me to your wedding was the biggest regret of your life?
I was wondering how long it would take to get to that question.
Would you say like when you're on your deathbed, that will literally haunt you before your soul leaves your body?
I would not.
I would. Yeah. I'm going
to
guess.
Yeah. I know you'll say that on my behalf. So why do I need to?
I just want to hear you say that you regret it. And for the record, for our listeners, we had only known each other for like 3 months. This is just kind of a running joke.
Yeah. We were not close friends at the time. I think I was in the right, but in the way we're going to tell the story now, or the way Brenna is going to tell the story now.
Well, I'm your BFF.
Yeah.
BFF. Forever. Best fucking friend forever.
You're my BF. PH something
big
best fucking podcast host.
Co-host. You're God.
I can arithmetic. I can't spell.
You can't arithmetic from what you've told me.
I can arithmetic. I can't math. Those are different things.
Anyway, 1 in 5 millennials don't have a close friend,
sure.
According to YouGov, which
is a website.
Yeah, it's a website.
They're a good polling agency. They do good polls every during election years.
Okay, because I didn't. I just literally took that at face value.
No, it is a legitimate polling agency.
That's good to know. So the craziest story from Tiffany that she had was that the bride asked her to go to the bachelor party, or the stag party, as they say in the UK, to spy on the groom. That wedding did not happen.
I would hope not. Also, I know it's called a stag party. You know what the woman version, like the
hen party.
The hen party. What?
Very incongruent.
What's going on over there, England?
Chicken dough. Yeah, yeah. Right. Like,
what is that?
What is that? Yeah. And it's in Australia too.
Yeah, I think it's a United. What is the term I'm looking for? The blanket. I'm gonna edit all of this out.
You? No.
No.
Really, just gonna showcase my America-centric knowledge here.
The it's a British Empire term.
The Queen.
The you got it. Yep, the Queen. That was
patriarchy.
It's probably a term that any place that has the Queen on their money uses.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we nailed it.
So a couple more anecdotes that I think you'll appreciate. One of them is from a Reddit AMA, and this woman, she actually works for Jen's company, for the Bridesmaids for Hire. So a couple of her stories were, you know, she's had to take a bride's drunk aunt outside during the wedding and sober her up during the reception and the recession, possibly. Who knows?
It's a bad year and a bad night.
Yeah. For all of us.
Yeah. Damn. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
She had to buy a bra for the maid of honor that would work with her dress 7 minutes before the wedding.
Where the hell would you even do that?
No idea.
All right.
She's helped a lot of women pee and poop on their wedding day.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I know. Just gonna remove the curtains from my personal life. But I know, like, my wife basically had to derobe her, take her entire dress off in order to use the bathroom on our wedding day. Like,
yeah.
And her maid of honor's job was to basically hold all that.
Yeah, 100%.
It's insane.
I've done that. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is why women go to the bathroom together, to hold each other's clothing.
You think by now we would have a better way of handling that for you guys, but...
No.
Apparently not.
Apparently not.
Yeah.
And then she said the craziest story she felt she ever went through was the bride and her sister, her maid of honor, got into a fight, and her sister got so mad that she purged and forced herself to throw up all over the bride. And finding a new wedding dress that was the bride's size in under 2 hours was the hardest thing of her that she's ever done in her entire life.
Wow. I'm speechless. Like,
I know. I think I would be too stressed for that.
I would give the money back.
Sorry, this is just not going
to
work.
Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming in those like situations, they have to be in some like urban area, and like
you can't be out somewhere remote.
Yeah. You're not on doing it in some like farm in the middle of
weirdly though, I feel like sometimes like a small town is unexpectedly gonna have the weird like wedding shop
that's true
dress, and you're like, how?
Yeah.
How do you sustain yourself?
Yeah. Yeah. by waiting until maid of honor has purged themselves over brides, and you know, it's a small niche, but they fill it.
And it reminded me, as I was saying, and one of the other reasons that she sees commonly from people hiring a bridesmaid is if they have a falling out with their maid of honor before the wedding.
So they need somebody to fill in. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's just kind of crazy to me. Like, I feel like you either have to have such a rocky relationship to begin with, or they do something like cheat with your fiance pretty much. Right. But then why would you stay with them when you stay? So yeah. Like, I don't know. I feel lucky to, in the weddings I've been, like, none of the women were bridezillas by any stretch of the imagination. Nothing like dramatic where you had to worry about that, but I'm just trying to picture having someone I consider close and would be a maid of honor where something so irreparably harmful comes up that before the wedding, she's like, no, thanks.
I feel like, yeah, that's a... I don't think you or I have those kind of friendships.
Yeah, I agree.
Right? Like, we don't have those kind of people in our lives. For better or worse. Better in the sense of, you know, good, but worse in the sense of that's a lot of missed stories that that we don't get to participate in or retell. So
that's true.
Yeah. Think about that.
That is true. So I'll read you one more. So this was a woman who posted actually in Reddit like 5 months ago. And, you know, she put kind of the feelers out there because she was kind of marketing herself similar to what Jen had done. And it seemed to be actually like genuine. But anyway, she teed it up this way. I just also thought this was kind of entertaining. She said, are you getting married and one of your bridesmaids has bailed on you? Does your fiance have too many groomsmen? Are you a bridezilla? Let's be honest with ourselves. Weddings are stressful. Who needs a gal pal? Who won't take it personally when you blow your top? And then she goes on to say, like, I get chewed out by clients on a daily basis, and I'm basically a professional de-escalator. If you need a bridesmaids like that, I don't want to burden, but don't want to burden your loved ones. Here are some reasons to hire me. One, I'm literally down to do anything. Bachelorette parties, wedding showers, you name it. Two, I can pretend to be someone I'm not. If you need me to be your cousin Mary or your sister Ellen, just give me the script. I'm an excellent bullshitter. Three, I won't take it personally if you freak out. You won't even have any obligation to speak to me again. Or we can be BFFs if you want. Four, you can talk all the shit you want about family, friends, other bridesmaids, your fiance, and reserve 1,000% confidence that your secrets are safe with me. Number five, with proper planning and logistics, I can literally be available wherever you need me. Six, I promise you that I will not even come close to being the prettiest person at your wedding. In no way prettier than you. I'm like a solid 6 out of 10.
I was waiting for that. Like, I knew there would be one of these women would have like that. I'm not going to outshine you.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And the last one is I'm LGBT plus friendly and down for any wedding themes you're planning, which I thought was cute.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a professional bridesmaids. Would you? So I agree. I would be a good professional bridesmaid. Yeah. I should pursue it if our podcast doesn't turn out to be a lucrative side venture.
It's not.
Operating at quite a loss.
Yeah. We have a hole to dig ourselves out of.
But yeah, I think it'd be fun. Would you ever consider doing it?
Not as a groomsman. Maybe as an officiant.
I mean, yeah, you do have the officiant thing down, but what would you cover if in your services?
Well, I see the thing is like, it's easier to do the officiating because it's like, you don't have to have the personal touch, right? Like, are you asking me like, would I pretend to know the couple as the officiant?
Well, what else would you offer aside from the speech? Because I feel like you would have to offer something beyond I can be a minister, because you can literally get anyone to be a minister.
I have an answer to that, Brenna. And that is I will make sure your marriage certificate has all the right boxes checked.
Because I fucked it up once.
Because the first time I did this, I didn't do that. And they nearly weren't legally married, but fortunately the nice people at the wedding office, marriage office or whatever at the
courthouse,
court, well, the county, whatever it is, you know, they had whiteout. So it's fine.
Oh, it's but fine.
But yeah, I'm really good at paperwork now.
Mm-hmm. I would have given you so much shit if they had to re-get married legally because you fucked up that paperwork.
I would have
you would never
disappeared into another country. Like, yeah, you would never hear from me again.
Sounds a little dramatic. And that's Professional Bridesmaids. If you want to be my first client and are looking for a bridesmaid, just let me know. Or if you have any other obscure subculture we should know about or ask us a question, you can find us on Instagram @SubscurityPodcast. Our Twitter handle, which I never update, is @SubscurityPod, or our website is subscurity.com. Last but not least, you can also email us directly @subscurity@gmail.com. Our intro and outro music is the instrumental of We're Better Together by Go Mordecai. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.